Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Vita Thode and Jean Knowles, talking about a school supply drive in Washington in honor of their mother, Rita Bean Blossom. This is part two of a two-part interview. So what kinds of supplies are you asking people to donate?
Right now, the lists are on the website. They're at some of the local stores for the different grade levels. But people can drop off any school supply donations, crayons, notebooks, anything like that, at house in house if you're a person who likes to shop. And if you'd prefer to let some students who are going to earn silver cord hours, volunteer hours, do the shopping for you, they're also taking donations monetarily.
You could also drop donations off at any of the buildings, and we could get them there, or at central office as well. So we'll make sure that they get to the right place if they show up any of the school buildings.
And is this helping elementary students or students of all ages?
Students of all ages. Stuart has a lot of support through the community, as does Lincoln Middle School and High School. So we want to make sure that all the students, they're all of our kids, I guess I should say. So it's not just Stuart kids or Lincoln kids or whatever grade level. We want to make sure all kids have everything they need to have a successful school year.
And how important is it to have what you need at the beginning and not picking up the pieces as you go?
The teachers do a lot of supplementing and filling things in. We have a supply closet at Stuart. We just got a donation this morning, actually, who didn't know about this, and they brought in some school supplies. So we just put all that into like a community closet so we can fulfill those needs. The other thing that I would maybe just mention is, not only at the beginning of the school year, but there are times throughout the school year where we have new students arrive, and they may or may not know that they were going to be moving, so they may or may not have any school supplies, and it's a real encourage booster and self-confidence booster when we can hand them a backpack filled with all the school supplies they need at their new school, and it's something that they have of their own that they can hold, that's tangible. They feel like they have everything that everybody else in the room has, and then we put a note in each little backpack welcoming them and wishing them a good school year. So just a way to help kids feel comfortable, welcome, and just always knowing that they can do no matter what it is, they can do it.
Our teachers are phenomenal about providing supplies, but for a student to have their own box of crayons, and who doesn't love the smell of a new box of crayons, you know, brand new pencils to sharpen, a pencil box, a backpack, it makes them feel special. It makes them feel like everyone else. So that's important.
And it's hard to be successful when you don't feel special.
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the community?
Just thank you for all the support that they've shown so far, and not just in this endeavor, but everything, you know, for the students of Washington Community Schools. We are just so fortunate to have such a compassionate and giving community that we live in.
And we'd like to thank House in House staff. Mm-hmm. They've gone to great lengths to make this a possibility. We were just the receivers of a telephone call, and happened to be the very, very lucky daughters of Rita and Ernie Bean Blossom. So they have worked tirelessly to try to help kids and to honor our family, which is so, we're so grateful and overwhelmed by. So thank you to everyone at House In too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Vita Thode and Jean Knowles. This is part two of a two-part interview. Hear all of our conversation at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.